The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nido Daf Mem Tes. The Mishnah, Mem Tes on the Beis, because Kol Aroi Lodin Dine Nefash, Aroi Lodin Dine Mamanis, any Dayan that's fitting to be a Dayan for Dine Nefash, for capital punishment, is fitting to be a dayan, a judge, for humanitary laws. Some judges are fitting to be a judge for humanitary laws, but they're not fitting to be a judge for capital punishment. The Gemara says we already have this Mishnah elsewhere. The Gemara says that one Mishnah comes to include a mamzer is coming to tell us the law of a mamzer, that a mamzer is kosher for mamonis, but possible for nefashis. And another Mishnah is coming to tell us that a ger could be a judge for mamonis, but he can't be a judge for dine nefashis. Tosis asks the kasha that our Mishnah is mashma, our Gemara, the way the Gemara touches up the Mishnah, is mashma that a ger could judge dine mamonis, laws of monetary laws. The Toza asks the kasha from the Gemara in Yevamis, that the Gemara says that a judge, a ger, is only kasha to be a judge if his mother is a yid. Here it's mashma, any gear, even if his mother's not a yid, is kosher to be a judge. And here it's mashma, a gear can only be a judge if his mother's a yid. So Tosfos answers, there's a difference. Our sugya that says that a gear is allowed to be a judge, it means to be judge another gear. Our old sugya is to be judge another gear. Over there it's talking about the judge a yid. To judge a yid, for that, for a ger to be able to judge a yid, he has to have that his mother is a yid. And this is the basic halacha that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat, Simen Zayin, Sif Aleph. It says over there, which is quite noyeya today, the halacha of gerim. And we have to know, are they kosher if they're not to be a judge? Shulchan Aruch says, Bezeh Shal Gimel. If it's a bezin of three people, shayachim him gear, if one of them is a gear, he's an apostle, Lavan, the Yisrael. A gear cannot be a judge for the Bali Din, for litigants who are regular Yidden. Elim kin hoisa imoi, oy aviv mi Yisrael. Unless his father or mother are from a Yisrael. The gear, don eschavir agiav bishayni me Yisrael, like we said in Tosfos, that our Gemara is saying that if he's judging another ger, a ger could judge another ger, that doesn't make a difference if it's father Yisrael, not father Yisrael, but to be done in Yisrael, he has either a father or a mother from Yisrael. So what does that mean? That his father or mother are from Yisrael. In other words, well, his mother from Yisrael, you can understand. Let's just explain this. Let's flesh this out and then we'll get an understanding what this means. If somebody was a goy, then they themselves became a ger, so they are a ger. Obviously, they don't have no father or mother as a yid. Even if for some reason their father was a yid, who was mezana with a goy, but their neck, and then it happened to be that the child was megayer, although despite the fact that the biological father of this person is a yid, halachically, he's not considered related to his father. And therefore, that's not what we're talking about when we say his father is a yid. So what this halacha means to say is that if someone is a ger, and then they get married to a geyoris, their children also cannot be a judge for another yid. Until a person cannot be a judge for another yid, unless somewhere in his lineage, he has a regular yid that's a father or a mother or a grandfather, grandmother. So in other words, if someone became a ger, and a lady became a geyrus, if they will marry, their children will not be kosher to be a judge. If a ger will marry a regular Yisro, a bas Yisro, then the child will be able to, will be kosher to be a judge. Or vice versa. If a geyrus marries a regular Yisro, then that child is kosher to be a judge. But if it's a ger that marries a geyrus, and then those children marry children of a ger and a geyrus, and so on and so forth, until somewhere in the lineage there is a regular Yisro or a bas Yisro that was a grandfather or grandmother, the person cannot be a judge to judge another Yisro. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim and has its way in the Paiskim, makes its way to the Paiskim. What happens? Can a ger judge a Yisrael if the Yisrael wants that the ger should judge him? In other words, there are two ways that a judge could be judging dinei mamonis, monetary laws. There could be a bezin kavua, an established bezin that has the power to force people to come, pull them into court and judge them and paskin for them. And then there's another type of judge that, or court, or situation where, let's say, two litigants decide that they need to work out their monetary issue that they have between each other, and they go to a judge, and they ask, well, can you please adjudicate our issues? So, according to many Rishonim, and this is the way, in fact, the Sma and the Shach, and it seems to be the main halacha, is that if the litigants go to a judge, then the judge could judge their case even if he is a ger. The whole halacha that a ger cannot judge monetary laws of Yisrael is only if he is forcefully judging them. He's calling them into court and forcefully ruling over them, judging over them. The idea is that the main halacha here really comes that this halacha is not specific to a judge. Really, this is generalized to any sirara, any authority, any position of authority a ger cannot have. We do not appoint a ger to be in an authoritative position over other yidden. So we can understand that according to some Rishonim, if the litigants are going to the judge, so the judge is not forcefully ruling over them, so that's okay. It's only when the judge is calling and putting force on them that he can't adjudicate their case if he's a ger and they are Yisrael. There's an interesting question brought up by the Achronim that we know that Shemaya and Naphtalion were gerim, and they were a Nasi and Av Bezin. So how could they be a Nasi and Av Bezin? How could they rule, be the leaders and the authoritative court over the Yidden if they themselves were gerim? Isn't it a contradiction to our sugyo? So there are numerous terutim given. One of the terutim, the Shaddai Sechuv, is Boichai, says a teret, that if the entire congregation appoints them, then it's different. In their case, the entire tzibur realized that they were the greatest, the biggest Talmid HaChachamim, and the entire tzibur as a whole accepted them to be the Nasi and Av Bezin, and in such a case, it's no issue of having a ger be an authoritative leader, even to be such a leader, like we say, that he's going to be able to be kaifa, be able to force litigants to come and have their case be judged by them. Other achrayim, many achrayim disagree with this halacha of the Boichai. They say, no, it does not help the Kabbalah's call. The Tumim says another teretz. The Tumim says that in their case they were appointed by the Malchus Chashmonoi, and that's why it was different. That's another teretz. Birkei Yosef brings down in the name of the Ashvat another teretz. That if there's nobody else bigger like him, if there's nobody bigger as big, if there's nobody equally big like the Ger, then we are allowed to appoint the Ger. And he says that's why they appoint Ishmael Naphtali, since there was nobody else bigger in their generation like them, so therefore they came first, and therefore they were appointed to be the judge. The judge is the Nasi and the Avbezin. Another discussion is, like we said before, this halach is really generalized, not just to being a judge, but to any authoritative position. Sort of Moshe in Chayes Tshuva is Moshe Chelik Yerides and Chelik Dalis Simin Chavav was asked about discusses of their numerous positions. What about a ger being appointed to be a melamed, or being a maggid shir, being a mashkiach of a yeshiva, being a rosh yeshiva, or being a mashkiach of kashrus? So the Gers Moshe says that all these positions in the yeshiva have nothing to do with sorora. They have nothing to do with authoritative positions. Despite the fact that they have authority to send a Talmud out of the yeshiva, not to accept a Talmud in the yeshiva, he says that has nothing to do with authority. It's just, it's not like a leadership that they have authority. It's more that that is their position. They're like a manager. They have a certain job. They're simple, like employees, so to say, and their job is to see which boys fit in, which boys don't fit in, which boys belong, which boys don't belong. But that's not an authoritative position. They're not going really against, in essence, they're not going against what people want. However, says Reb Moshe, for somebody to be a mashkiach of kashrus, he says that is considered a position of srara. There, the position does entail doing against what the wish of the balabai is, the wish of the one who's hiring them, using the koyach ha-toyra, and that is an authoritative position of to be mekayim dinei toyra. They have an authority to hassle aser, go against the wish of the balabais, and as such, says in Moshe, that would be another position that we would not be able to appoint a gear for. We would not be able to appoint a ger for a position of kashrus, mashkiach of kashrus. The Tshuva of the Haris Nosen discussed what about appointing a ger to be a paisik. And he says that if, even though it's true that to be like a rav of the city would be like authoritative position, but to appoint him to be someone who like answers shailas on a shailas center into these batei dinim, where they have people answering shaylas all the time, that's not a problem. They're just taskening a shayla. They're not using any authority. They're not ruling over people. And therefore, he says that's not an issue. With this, we complete today's shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.